Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Fabulous question today from Vivian Buss, also within the Coach Perry online community. You can join, by the way. Go to coachperry.com/join and get priority with regards to your questions answered on this podcast. Vivian's saying she's interested in what jumps to mind for you, Lindsay. What could have caused a relatively sudden drop in performance, lack of endurance and slower time? She says she's got no apparent illness. Any recommended blood or other health checks one could undertake? She's feeling a bit demoralized because she feels like she's running a bit slower and her performance isn't what it should be.
Yeah, so look, there's actually quite a few things that could be at play now. The sudden, and I don't know age or anything, so the sudden change means we can probably rule out the slowing down because of the onset of aging, because it has happened rather suddenly, probably not related to that. But of course, age is one of the things that can cause us to recover slower and to get more tired and therefore to run slower times. Then, being a female, one of the things that she is more susceptible to males, but it's not exclusive to females, is having low iron. And that can definitely explain the symptoms that she is suffering from. So having either low iron or low ferritin level. So that is something that I would check out. Overtraining syndrome is also a very definite reason for suddenly feeling the way that she's feeling. And in terms of blood tests, they can look at things like creatine kinase or other inflammatory markers in the blood. And then, of course, even though there are no obvious symptoms of illness, there are various illnesses that are relatively asymptomatic that can cause the fatigue being and the slowing down being a symptom. So even though you are asymptomatic at rest, they may be affecting you during exercise. There's a long host of things that could be. You know, some of the Coxsackie viruses, for example, could do something like that. Those are the kind of places that I would start at. If you've taken a couple of days off, 72 hours of good, solid rest and a couple of days, at least a week, then of very easy, short, chilled runs, and there isn't a significant improvement, then you do need to start looking at things like blood, iron. Again, in females are more susceptible to it, but it's not unique to females. Also having a look at thyroid function. So I would suggest a consultation with a sports physician because there are a number of factors that can cause what Vivian is experiencing.
Brilliant, Vivian. Thank you very much. And if you've got any other questions, please do pop them into the Facebook group, the private Facebook group of the Coach Perry community. And if you'd like to find out more about it, as I mentioned, the website to get to is coachperry.com/join. All the details are there. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.